The headline of this module was how to guarantee your success with this program. Maybe that's a bit of false advertisement because I can't guarantee your success. Your success is dependent on you. Only you can guarantee your success, but I'm going to help you do that. All I can do is give you the tools, and one of the tools that I'm going to give you is a daily checklist. So here I've just written it down. I'm actually going to give you a checklist that you can print off and you can make sure every day, are you actually doing these things? Assess yourself. How did you do today? Not every day is going to be perfect, but that's fine. At least you're making an effort to move forward. And when you're aware of all the things, all the components of this program, you have them out in front of you. You ask yourself, did I actually do these things that I learned about in the modules? Then you're more likely to guarantee and get some of that success that you deserve. So let's just go through some of the ideas so you know exactly what I'm talking about when you make that checklist, when you make that check mark or not on the checklist. So the way the checklist works is I've just put all of these items on there, and then I put Monday to Sunday so you can print out a week's worth and then check them off. Now, you don't have to do a checklist every day because as we've talked about, you're going to assess your body, you're going to see how you feel, and then you may decide that, you know what, today I'm going to take off the individual soccer session or the gym session. So on that day, it would be not applicable, or you could put that check mark because you decided that that was in your best interest not to do that today based on what your body told you, and you made the right decision. So you could put a check mark there if you thought that was correct. However, I want you to be extremely honest with yourself. If you didn't do things properly, like your nutrition wasn't as good as it should have been, or you didn't get enough sleep, then you be honest with yourself and you put an X there. Because then you can improve. You can see, wow, I wasn't very consistent this week. That's why my performance in the match suffered. That's why I haven't had as much energy or my muscle development hasn't been as good. That's why I'm not getting the results that I want. So to go through them, let's explain in a little more detail. So wake up on time. This can either make or break your day. I talked about this in the morning routine module. You set the time on your alarm. Can you get up and get after that day? If you set that alarm and it goes off and you hit snooze, you've honestly decided to give up on the day with your very first decision. That first decision is so important. And if you can develop the habit of getting that check mark, waking up on time, waking up when you said you would, hopefully you've planned your day, you went to bed on time, so you allowed enough time to get the sleep that you required, you can put that check mark. Now, some days you're going to require more sleep than others. Some days you may wake up at different times than others. But you have to plan out your sleep. You have to plan out your days. And you have to say, hey, I'm going to go to bed at this time, wake up at this time, so I get this much sleep. But that time that you decide, that time you put on your alarm clock, whether that's on your cell phone or an alarm clock, when that goes off, I want you to get up and I want you to attack the day. Don't hit that snooze button. Don't even hesitate for a second. Just get up. Obviously, it's a little tough sometimes, but you'll always find if you just get up and you get to the bathroom, you throw some water on your face, you get moving, you're going to be fine. Going back to bed for another 5, 10, 30, 20, 1 hour, you're not going to feel as good. But some days you got to listen to your body. Your body's telling you, hey, I need a little more rest, and I understand that. I do that as well. But whenever you can, try to wake up on time. Make that first action of the day, decide to conquer the day, you know, wake up on time. Number two, monitor your weight. So as I said, we were talking about weight gain, weight loss, trying to get to your ideal weight for soccer so you can be light, lean, yet strong and powerful on the field. You have that number that you decided. I want you to step on the scale in the morning. So the way I do it is I wake up, I go to the bathroom, maybe I had like a little bit of water by my bed, have a little sip of water, get the bowel movements going. If you can have a bowel movement, then weigh yourself. That's your number for the day. That's where you're starting off at. Are you moving closer to your goal? Are you going further away from your goal? At least you have the information so you can make adjustments to help you get there and help you make certain decisions throughout the day as far as your training, your nutrition, your time eating windows, the frequency of your eating, everything we talked about in the weight gain, the weight control module. So number two, monitor your weight. Number three, review your goals. So right away, before you step into that morning routine, I want you to review your goals. What are the short-term goals that are coming for you? What are your long-term goals? What did you say you want to achieve? Who do you want to become? What are your goals that are immediate, very short-term, this week, this month, in a couple days, maybe today? What is coming for you? Are you going to be prepared for that? Are you going to make the most out of today with all these other things because you reviewed, you reminded yourself, you reignited that emotional connection, and that got you motivated for the day? So remember, it's great to write out goals. It's great to set goals. But if you don't review them daily, they're not going to be fresh in your mind, and you're not going to be able to get motivation from them. So it's so important. Just take those few seconds to review your goals. This looks like a lot of stuff, but some of this is stuff that you already do naturally. Like, you already eat food, you already drink water, you already do soccer, you do breathing, you talk to yourself in your mind, you go to bed, you wake up. So these don't necessarily require more time. It's just doing them in a certain way and making sure you get those check marks. You earn your success, you earn your improvement by doing these things consistently. These are all the different parts of the modules. I've gone through all the modules and I've thought about all the components that I really want to make sure that you complete on a daily basis. And these are the main ones. So you're going to review your goals. Next, you're going to complete your morning routine. As I said, on most days, I would hope that you at least do the morning routine and you definitely do the recovery routine. These will be dependent on your body awareness, how you're feeling, your soreness, your energy levels, the demands of playing multiple games and having multiple training sessions, how's your body reacting, all those different things that we talked about, injuries. But on most days, I would hope you do these. So after you review your goals, without hesitation, boom, you're going into your morning routine. Get outside, walk, start breathing. Go for that little jog, come back, do that little 20-minute workout in your area at home, and then you get on with your day. So then throughout the day, you don't have to necessarily do all this in a certain order. I kind of put this is kind of the start of your day, this is the end of your day, but obviously these things are going to be wherever they may be based on your scheduling and your organization, which we talked about in a different module. Then you would do your gym session at some point, your soccer session, your recovery routine, your study session. So this doesn't have to be long. Maybe it's 10 minutes, maybe it's 5 minutes, but you took time to watch some professional football, to learn something new, to get a new idea, to subconsciously program your mind to play a certain way. You made a little effort to do that study session. Nutrition. Was your nutrition good on that day? Be honest with yourself. My nutrition was bad today. X's. My nutrition was good today. Check. Okay, that's as simple as it is. As long as you're satisfied with the steps you made with your nutrition, it got you closer to this. It allowed you to have energy and allowed you ate for performance with these. Maybe you had a big game, so you ate for performance successfully, or you ate for weight loss successfully. So remember, there's two types of eating. Eating for performance, having as much energy, recovering as quickly as possible, building as much muscle as possible, and also eating for fat loss, whether you're trying to gain or lose weight, getting closer to your ideal body weight. If you did those things successfully based on the goals that you want to achieve, give yourself a check mark. Hydration, did you drink enough water? Did you keep your urine clear, relatively clear throughout the entire day? Did you drink before, during, and after training sessions? Did you drink in the morning? I would like you to drink some water right here before that morning routine, at least 500 milliliters, get your body working, all those good benefits to drinking water first thing in the morning. Did you take your vitamins? Did you take your supplements? So if you're deciding that, hey, I want to make this part of my regimen, did you actually do those every day? Because it's one thing to buy them and put them in the cabinet. It's another thing to take them consistently. And if you want these things to work for you, you can't just take them randomly. They have to be consistent flow into the body. That's how you get the benefits of the supplements and the vitamins. That's how they start working for you, giving you that extra edge. So did you do those things? Check mark, check mark. Did you practice nasal breathing throughout the day? Were you aware of it? Were you catching yourself with your mouth open when you were training, when you were playing? Did you think about it? Did you try to improve it? Were you practicing your breath holds throughout the day with these training sessions? Did you practice nasal breathing? Did you practice positive self-talk? So try to think about it at the end of the day when you're doing this checklist, or throughout the day when you're doing this checklist. Did you practice positive self-talk, or did things happen throughout the day and you started getting negative with yourself? Did you start saying, oh, I can't do this, I don't want to do this? Did you start complaining? Did you start making excuses? Did you start blaming other people? Or did you talk yourself out of bad situations? Did you talk to yourself positively through these training sessions when things got a little tough? Did you talk to yourself positively when you were tempted to eat bad food or to slack off on all these things? How did you talk to yourself if you thought you did a good job of it today, you were very positive? Because remember, for me, the mental stuff, all those other secrets, those different areas of mentality that we talked about, they're very important. But at the end of the day, it comes down to talking yourself towards success, talking yourself into the person that you want to be, to make the certain decisions that you want to make. Did you do those things? If you thought you did a good job, give yourself a check mark. This is on here to make you more aware of just the importance of mentality and being positive, talking to yourself, talking confidence into your life, talking mental toughness into your life. Performance analysis. So whether you had, maybe you didn't have a game on that day, maybe you didn't have a practice. If not, you could probably just give yourself a check mark on that day because you wanted to. So I'll let you have a check mark. But if you had a practice or a game, analyze it. Remember all those things we talked about. Look at your successes, look at your failures. Why were they successful? Go through that whole process. Take those ideas, make a plan to put it into your training, make a plan to make some certain changes to your approach of playing. If you did a proper performance analysis and you feel good about taking that experience, learning from your mistakes, learning from your losses, getting motivation from it, you did that properly, give yourself a check mark. Plan for tomorrow. So remember, we said today's success, it actually started last night. When you made a plan, you didn't just wake up and you didn't just let the day happen to you. You had a plan of how the day was going to happen and how you were going to get the most out of it, how you were going to incorporate all these different things that you wanted to, how you were going to incorporate these sessions, how you were going to attack the day. If you plan your day tonight, tomorrow's going to be successful. So take the time, whether that's on your computer, on your cell phone, on a piece of paper, write down the things and then also visualize them in your mind. Did you actually do those things? Sleep routine. So as I showed you in the sleep module, I have my little sleep routine. If you want to do something similar, whatever your sleep routine is, if you took the time to prepare yourself to have a better night's sleep, I want you to give yourself a check mark. That could just be not being on your cell phone for 30 minutes before you went to bed or an hour before you went to bed. If you took one step at least, did something to make your sleep better, whether that's getting a little colder temperature, making sure that there was fresh air and darkness in your room, having that sleepy time tea or that melatonin, having a hot shower, doing something to increase the quality of your sleep, then I want you to give yourself a check mark. And did you get yourself to bed on time? So it's one thing to say, yeah, I want to get a good night's sleep, but if you know that you need to be in bed at 11 p.m. or 10 p.m. in order to get 8 hours of sleep, then you have to make sure that you're in bed on time. Whether you fell asleep exactly at the time that you wanted or not is a different story, but did you make an effort to get yourself in bed at the right time to allow yourself enough sleep to get all the energy to recover properly so you could go on the next day and then do all these things and continually move forward? So that's the idea with the daily checklist. As I said, you're going to have this, you can print it off for the week and you can give yourself those checks and then analyze, how did you do throughout the week? Keep those sheets. Am I consistently doing well? Am I having dips in consistency? What's holding me back? What am I struggling with? And now that you're aware of it and you're monitoring it, you'll be able to make those changes so you can get all those check marks. And trust me, when you start to get those check marks and you feel that you're doing things that are taking you forward, it's going to give you more motivation. You're going to feel better about yourself, and that is going to convert into momentum. So you're just going to get better and better and more consistent. So this is how I'm helping you guarantee your success. But at the end of the day, it comes down to you. I want you to succeed. I want you to get the most out of this training program, and I really think you can if you use this checklist to your advantage and obviously use all the ideas and the principles that we talked about in the modules. And these are some of the most important ones.